This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
Look, I've been counted down and out for much of my life. Mitch McConnell had it right. Nevertheless, she persisted.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking to reporters as she continues to keep hope alive for today's first primary of the 2020 campaign in New Hampshire.
I can't imagine any other way of doing it. You get knocked down, you get back up, and you keep fighting because it's not about me. It's about the people who are counting on me.
Top U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are spending a final day sparring with each other ahead of today's crucial party primary, trying to gain an early advantage in the race to oppose Republican President Donald Trump in next November's national election. Four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking into the credit reporting agency Equifax and getting personal information for nearly half of all Americans back in 2017. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Attorney General William Barr says China is consistently stealing from the U.S., whether it's technology, trade secrets, or something else.
For years, we have witnessed China's voracious appetite for the personal data of Americans.
The hackers are part of the People's Liberation Army, an arm of the Chinese military. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch acknowledges there's little chance of them coming to the U.S. for trial.
But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The hackers got names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and driver's licenses of about 10 million. I'm Julie Walker.
At least a dozen people drowned after an overcrowded boat carrying Rohingya Muslim refugees capsized and sank off the coast of Bangladesh on Tuesday. Authorities said more than 120 refugees were on board the vessel. This is VOA News. China's Hubei province reported another 103 deaths from coronavirus on Monday, pushing the death toll past 1,000. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Britain declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health after reporting four new cases on Monday, bringing the number of confirmed British cases to eight. Health Minister Matt Hancock's declaration gives the government more power to isolate people to keep the virus from spreading. The center of the outbreak is China's Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. China's central bank is making $43 billion available to help businesses involved in fighting the epidemic. Health experts say the spread may ease in warm weather when people get out of doors and are not in such close contact with each other. But this is a new strain of coronavirus, and some of the experts believe it is too soon to say if spring and summer will kill it off. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Chinese officials say there are now nearly 43,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus across the country. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing a steep 21% cut in aid in the U.S. provides to foreign countries, with a budget request of $44.1 billion for such programs, compared with $55.7 billion enacted in fiscal 2020. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has details.
The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, Russ Vogt, says it's time for the United States to rethink how it does foreign aid.
We need to move beyond the reality of spending money for the Bob Dylan statue in Mozambique, or the NASA space camp in Pakistan, or the Professional Cricket League in Afghanistan.
The president's budget needs to be approved by lawmakers. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, tweeted a photo of a trash receptacle, indicating the expected destination for the spending proposals when they arrive on Capitol Hill. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer asked the Defense Department watchdog on Monday to investigate what he said was shameful and illegal retaliation by President Donald Trump against a witness who testified against him at last year's impeachment hearings. Schumer asked 74 inspectors general throughout the government to probe any retaliation against federal workers who report that the Trump administration misconduct, but singled out the president's dismissal of Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. A Russian court has handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 18 years to a group of young leftist activists accused of running an underground anarchist terrorist network, the latest chapter in a controversial case. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.